When the motivation is gone, it's about being consistent until the motivation comes back.
What happens when a United States Marine sits down and has a conversation with a clinical psychologist? What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. I'm Demetrius Thickpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and the man once again, the man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, we got Artavius Merritt, also known as RT. What's going on, bro?
What's good, bro? How's everybody doing?
Man, I hope we doing good, man. I hope we doing good, but can I just ask you a question, bro?
Absolutely, bro.
How you feeling, bro?
Man, y'all gonna have to bear with me this episode. And maybe not, because some of y'all might be on this same journey, you know. I think, you know, it comes a time in life when a lot of shit is going right, you know, and then you get that unexpected thing that happens, and it make everything that was going right seems like, damn, you know, like, was it worth it? You know what I mean? Because I'm in a situation right now, bro, where I am going to be authentic. And first off, before I even dive into it, I want to thank my brother for, one, being there to mentally and emotionally be a support for me before we even got on the show, but also to kind of enlighten me on, you know, our journey. For a lot of people, I think, you know, especially in this podcast era, you see so many people get on here and they talk when everything going good. You know what I mean? I see everybody talking from a hiatus, you know what I mean? From that high point of, I got this, I didn't overcame that, I didn't did that. But not too many times are people going to talk to you when they're literally in a storm. So right now, I want to paint a picture for you guys where I'm literally in a fucking storm. You know what I mean? And for somebody like me, I'm usually okay with the rain because I'm used to storms. But then you get those unexpected storms that you don't prepare for. You know, a lot of times when storms come, you know, you got your umbrella, you got your raincoat, you got your rain boots. When you're somebody in my type of field, we prepare for storms. You know what I mean? We're ready for any type of storm, but sometimes you get an unexpected storm that you don't even see coming or you never seen coming. And you know, that's one of them storms that almost take you, you know, for a loop where you feel like giving up. You know what I mean? So bro, I'm right now, to be honest with you, and I know we joked before on a pod where, you know, I'm good guy. You know what I mean? But no, bro, I'm literally in a storm right now. And as of right now, it's hard to see my next steps.
And I really want to just take a moment, man, and just say, like, I appreciate the transparency. You know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate the transparency and I appreciate the honesty, bro. And I mean, if you don't mind, man, just to give a little context, man, like just to share a little bit of what's going on with you.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. And anybody that's listening, I appreciate y'all for listening. And I'm hoping what I'm about to share, somebody can find something in my testimony that helps them keep going. But, bro, so for a lot of people that's been following me, for my followers, they know I started a private practice not too long ago. And, you know, when you start a private practice, especially, you know, for anybody, it's extremely hard. You know what I mean? Like, for a psychologist, that's one of the most prestigious things you can do, is to own your own private practice. So starting this, it's a lot of trial and error. And I don't think a lot of people talk about when you take a risk for something that you truly love, that's when you're going to be faced with the biggest obstacle. And it just seemed like I just kept getting hit. But, you know, my faith is not weathered on that. I got faith. You know, I'm like, God, okay, whatever you're doing, you're just seeing how bad I want this. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with that. I'm like, all right, for a lot of y'all that know Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're on strike. That's one of my highest paid insurances. So, like, everything is just on a back burner with the private practice. But I'm still like, hey, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm like, life is good. I'm right where I need to be. All right. Next comes the house. Another accomplishment. To own my own house was something that I always wanted to do. And not just my own house, but a house that was right by a dream house that I wanted that I discussed with my grandfather. You know what I mean? Me and him used to be like, man, you gonna get the house? I was like, granddad, I'm gonna get this house. I didn't get this house, but it's on the same block as this house. So that was a huge accomplishment for me, especially losing my grandfather not too long ago last year. And then we closed on the house on his birthday. But still, a huge accomplishment, but high emotions. But I'm still good. I'm like, all right, God, you working. When the house process come, renovations, you know, this is new. If anybody bought a house or buying a house, look, power to y'all, because all the shit that you have to get done that you want done to your house, you got to crawl before you walk. But you also have things that you want to get done, and I don't think you realize it until you're in that storm. So I'm still in that storm, but I'm still like, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm like, I asked for this. If you're going to pray for something and if you're going to ask for something, you got to be prepared for what to come with it, because it's not going to all be good. But today, y'all, about a couple of hours ago, I got that unexpected storm that happened. So, like I said, being a therapist, being a life coach, is so hard dealing with everybody's problems. And for anybody in the service, y'all are dealing with people every day. Y'all are dealing with all the stuff with the war talk and all of this, and y'all trying to defend y'all family, but you also got to be there for the world. That's kind of where I'm at, where no matter what I go through in my personal life, I got to be there for my clients. So it's a lot to handle sometimes. But like I say, when you prepare for these type of storms, you okay. But this one today, y'all, I got an eye exam today, and I'm thinking nothing of it. And this is how your storm usually come when the unexpected comes. I got an eye exam today, and I'm thinking, you know, it's just an eye exam. I'm going to go and, you know, get some new glasses. I got to see. I know my vision was getting bad lately because I was like, damn, I'm having trouble seeing. But I'm not thinking I'm about to get the information that I'm about to get. So when I go to my eye exam, one doctor comes in. Then another doctor comes in, and I'm like, damn, why are all these doctors coming in? Because my right eye, I can't see shit. I know I can't see shit. I'm just thinking I'm going to need a stronger prescription. But when the third doctor comes in, they like, hey, this is like the primary doctor. I'm a therapist. I know how diagnosis works. So whenever they butter you the fuck up before they about to tell you some information, hey, it's about to be something real. So when he comes in, he says this fucking word that I ain't never heard of, and I'm not even about to butcher it right now, you guys, because it starts with a K. I know that, and I'm going to do my research on it, but I have not. This literally happened two hours ago, but basically, it's a rare condition and disorder that's generic, but only about 2,000 people in the world has it, and basically, it means my right eye is losing vision, and it's been blurry for quite some time. And this news just sent me over the top. You know, you ever get some news, bro, where, you know, you're like, life can be fucking you up and life can just be having its way with you, but you're still standing. But you get that one piece of news that just sends you over the fucking top. Like, all right, God, listen, I'm being disciplined. I'm having faith. But it's like I'm trying to be strong in every sense, but just that one piece of information or that one encounter that happens to you that literally makes you break down and lose it. That's what this was for me, bro. So it literally was that one thing where I'm battling all this shit where I'm like, what you mean? You know, when they say something that's lifetime, we always so quick to talk about lifestyles and life habits, but when you get something that's going to affect your lifestyle for the rest of your life, I think it does something to your mental where you have to process it. And I'm a person, and I don't know if everybody else is like this, but I have to process information. I always been that way where if I get some bad information, I'm not usually the one that just going to respond off rip. I'm like, all right, let me go to the gym. Let me spend a day to sleep on it. My emotions is high right now. But that information struck so hard, bro, that I reached out to my brother, and this is why it's important. And I'm sorry if I'm long-winded right now, but this is why it's important to have great friends, because I reached out to my bro like, bro, I don't know if I can do the episode tonight. And, you know, like a real bro, he could have been like, all right, bro, cool. But he dug a little deeper. He like, this ain't like you. What's up? Mm-hmm. And we got to talking about it. And we got to thinking that he said something that impacted me, and it made a lot of sense, because we're seeing it in every episode where somebody reaches out to us and say, man, if you didn't make that last episode, I don't know if I would have made it last week. And I'm here to tell everybody, it's okay if you don't have it all together. You know what I mean? But you got to show up. And I told my brother today, bro, I got about 15% for you. You know what I mean? I'm not going to even front. Like, I can give all of me this episode. So if this is going to hinder our episode, I don't want to be a part of it. But I'm going to need you to help me carry this episode, because I want to get this out where I'm telling somebody, something may not be going your way, but I swear to God, I got so much faith that I know God has a purpose behind this, because he doesn't align our steps backwards. But right now, I can't see it. And right now, I'm scared. And that's a tough place to be in. Not just for anybody, but especially a man, to be like, I got a family, I just bought a house, and you telling me my right side, my right vision, I might not be able to see. But I got this title that I got to carry, and I got to provide. And I got to be there mentally, and I got to be there physically, and I got to show up. But I might not have the vision in my right eye, but I still got to have vision for my family.
You know, I just really want to just take a moment, bro, man, and just, you know, first and foremost, man, like, thank you for being so vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like, especially in this day and age, man, where it's so easy to just fake this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to just fake this shit, bro. You know what I mean? We can hop online and we can say, like, well, you know, everything's going good. You know, I just closed on the house, but leave out that part. You know what I mean? You can easily say, hey, everybody, make sure you go to the gym, but leave out that part. You know what I mean? We can easily flex and say, like, well, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I got my own private practice, but leave out that part. You know what I mean? So I applaud you to be so transparent in an age where it's no longer accepted. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you for that. I really do. But if you don't mind, man, can I just pour into you? Please, bro. Please. I need it. Man, and I don't know who need to hear this. But sometimes, man, like it on the days where you feel like you can't, them the days where you need to go the furthest. You know? On the days where you feel like, man, God ain't talking to me no more. Or God, can you just stop giving me so many hard battles? Like, you just gave me one. I just came up out of that one. It ain't the obstacle trying to stop you. It's the obstacle in your path to build up to the next goal, you know? And you said it last episode, man. You said it the last episode that your testimony, your obstacle, the things in your path, man, like the things in your path, man, it's testing you to let you know if you still want it. And I know, man, that's some cliche shit to say, especially in an era right now, or especially in this phase right here. Because, bro, it's so easy, man. And to be honest with you, man, just to take the hat off for a second, bro, and not even to talk like a speaker or a podcaster, bro. It's so easy, bro, to fucking give up in these type of moments. It's so easy, man. And you will have every right to revert back to who you are. And that's the part, man, that I really want to just get out there, bro, is that in these type of moments, man, people will guilt trip you and say, hey, well, don't give up. Don't quit. Never, you know, never look back, bro, man. Like, if you was going through what I'm going through, you see what I'm saying? You will walk away from it too. You know what I mean? It's so easy to sit there and say, like, man, look, bro, I can't show up to this episode. And you 100% right, because shit, can I say that I would show up in your shoes? You feel me? Could I sit there and say that after everything that's been going on and I'm constantly drained, bro? And this, and for everybody that's not tracking, these are things that have been going on since we've been podcasting. This episode 20 for us. You see what I'm saying? And you still show up every single time, man. Even on the rough days, even on the hard days, you still show up. And you're not just showing up for yourself. You show up for other people, whether that's your clients, whether that's your family, whether that's your friends. And it makes you take a step back that you fighting these battles. You feel me? You fighting these battles, but you took on somebody else's burden. And I really just want to talk to the strong one. I really want to talk to the strong one because I don't know how many times they fight in the battle with silent, but they don't say anything. They don't complain. They don't make an issue about it, but they going to take somebody else's weight. They going to give something to somebody else when they know they ain't got nothing in them, you know? And I applaud you for that, bro, because that level of strength, man, is something. Sometimes I ask myself, man, like, do I have what you have in you? You know what I mean? Can I show up on them days just like what you showed up on? And when you showed up, you never said anything about it. You just said, hey, this was what's going on, but we're going to go ahead and knock this out the park. So once again, man, and I cannot stress this enough, bro, I applaud you for that.
Thank you so much, bro. And, you know, it means so much. And like you said, the podcast means so much. And I think I hate to phrase it this way because understand this, ladies, I know you guys go through some shit. Y'all go through some shit. I'm never taking nothing away from the shit that y'all go through. I swear I'm not. And I commend y'all. And the world don't move the way it's supposed to move without y'all. But I know so many guys that don't have therapy outside of a barbershop. Mm-hmm. And I know so many guys that's battling. And some guys been where I've been, where health is a concern now. Financial is a concern now. Physical is a concern now. Emotional is a concern now. And when you have all of these things and you still have a role or an expectation from others to still lead, it's so fucking tough. You know what I mean? And we don't always hear from other people. And then, especially as a therapist, it's so cliche. You don't never post to talk about your problems because people never want to come to you if you talk about your problems. But that's why I pride myself on being different, because I'm quick to tell somebody I go through shit just like you. The only difference is I have a little more training and I am a little more skilled and I do have a little more techniques and I work on it daily. So don't think that I'm not human. And I tell clients that in a minute where I listen, the thing that makes me able to build rapport with you and to relate with you is because sometimes I've been through the same shit you've been through. So don't think that I got to where I was supposed to be or where I got to a level where I just don't feel. And these are one of those moments where if I feel like I cannot provide my best services, I won't see a client. But I do take what I'm going through. And like you said earlier, bro, off camera, it's a lesson through this. You know what I mean? And my biggest thing is I just got to, through my storm, I got to figure out what's my lesson in this and learn from it. And that's the biggest takeaway from any storm that you're in. You're not in a storm because God is, you know, disciplining you. You're in a storm because he's teaching you a lesson and he's preparing you what's to come next. But in that storm, it is scary. When it's raining, when it's storming, when you at sea and you don't see nothing, that's the scariest time for any human. You know what I mean? But I do want to just say thank you so much because it's so rare. And out of all the viral shit that our podcast that went viral for, one thing that I'm not big on, you know, the likes, the comments, da-da-da, and I'm just being honest, but something that I'm so shocked that nobody has commented on, and it's sad that the world is this way, is our brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that me and you can pour into each other, not once have it been highlighted, and not once has it, like, you know, nobody talks shit about it, which I'm proud of, but I don't think they realize how rare it is for two guys to get on the internet to be vulnerable where it's not being attacked by other people to be like, look, I'm okay with my emotions, to be able to express my emotions online where a lot of guys be like, that's a weakness. It's not a weakness. Me being honest about what I'm going through, it's not a weakness.
100%, man, you know, and I feel like, you know, just the conversation that we had earlier, you know, I remember you telling me this, and the first thing that I thought to myself was, is that if you can't show up, bro, like, I don't want you to feel like you need to be here, you know, and to just go back to just being strong, man, because a lot of times, being strong, you feel like you got to be strong all the time. And when you suffer and you feel like you got to suffer in silence, you know, and you said it when you just said, you know, a lot of times, like, strong people don't want to share their problems because people don't want to come to them. And I had to take a step back, bro. And I said to myself, where if you are hurting, It's okay. Take a day. You know what I mean? Take as much time as you need. I can be able to carry that. And our and that is a testament to our brotherhood, because I didn't say it in a manner of, oh, well, you know, fuck it, man. Like, I'm going to just keep on moving. The show got to go on. No, because I remember when I was going through it. And you told me, like, hey, take a day. We don't got to record, you know? And you were very accepting. And I feel like that's one of the things, man, is that it's such a beauty and such a benefit when you have people that you can be transparent with, and also you can be vulnerable with, and they will accept you, bro. Because a lot of people will not be open, and they will not be vulnerable because they feel like they're going to be rejected. And I feel like that is the biggest thing about our brotherhood.
Absolutely, bro. And I wanna paint a light on something right quick. And again, like I said, I appreciate you so much, bro. And I know it's somebody that needs to hear. Times has changed where fellas are more emotional intelligent. You know what I mean? So fellas, you no longer have to drown in depression anymore, because it's a lot of bros that do know how to articulate exactly what you're saying. And they know how to be there for you. You know what I mean? I think we used to live in an era where they used to say, well, guys don't know how to communicate, or guys don't know how to express emotions. Where could it be viewed as a weakness in a wrong situation? Absolutely. But that's anything you talk about. Can it be used as a weapon in any situation? Absolutely. But that's anything we talk about. But if you got some real bros around you, some real friends around you, you opening up to them, you'll be shocked how they respond, and how they may even say they were once in that position and it may help you. You know what I mean? I think we got to get out of this narrative of people saying, oh, you know, guys don't know how to communicate or know how to talk throughout a problem. Yes, it's a lot of motherfuckers that do. You know what I mean? And the ones that do, they help their bros. Like I said, we both have came to each other so many fucking times where it was rare for a minute. You know what I mean? But when you do find that, and if you haven't found that, I hope you do. But when you do find that one bro that can articulate exactly what you're saying and not use shit against you, but only to help you, I promise you, it feels like a fucking weight is lifted off your chest. Because it was like times today, I would have carried that shit until it faded, until I worked through it, instead of bouncing some shit off with you. And you being like, no, bro, let's see where we go from here. You know what I mean? And that's the power of having a great circle around you and not a cage. Like, you didn't take anything I said where you like, oh, I'm about to use this against you, or I'm about to, you know, make you feel less of a man. You took it for like, all right, bro, what's next? How do we get through this shit together? And I appreciate you for that.
100%, man. And I think the most important one is that I didn't. You know, it's so a lot of times people won't open up to each other, because the moment that you open up to me, then I'm like, well, I got this shit going on too. All right, never mind. You know, and immediately that barrier is built. But the one thing that I really want to just shine a light on is to surround yourself around people that will help you work through it. You know, because as soon as I heard that, I asked you, I said, what do you think this is trying to teach you? What's the lesson that you need to learn from this? You know, and that's when I shared my side, or when I went through this. And I told you, I was like, damn, man. Like, I remember at my lowest points, those were the episodes that people needed the most. And I was like, once again, I was like, this, look, man, we don't gotta record, bro. We don't gotta record. But this episode, this moment right here, this moment can't be duplicated, bro. Like, it just really can't. And this is going to be an episode right here, man, that somebody going to listen to, and they probably going through that shit right now. They probably feel unappreciated. They probably feel the world is caving in on them. They probably feel like it's a problem after a problem after another problem. You know the thing. You know, if it's one thing, it's another. And they just feel like they want to give up, man. And I just really want to tell you, man, that your testimony, bro, like your strength is going to help somebody else, man. That was the reason why I really wanted to see you here. You know, that's the reason why I wanted to do this episode, bro, because I know that in this moment right here, the episode that you didn't want to do, the pain that you're going through, the feeling that you're going through, this is the one that somebody might need. And at the end of it, I was like this, hey, look, it's easy to say all of that shit when you're not the one going through it. And that's the part right there that we don't talk enough about, because it's so easy to say all of that shit, just like what I just said, if you're not going through it. When somebody ain't going through the storm, bro, you can be all motivational. You can be positive. You know what I mean? Self-care, self-love, get the mindset right. You know, we can say all of that shit that social media will love, bro, when we not going through the storm. But when you going through the storm, bro, ain't nobody trying to hear none of that shit, especially the person that's in the storm right now. That's why I said, bro, trust me, if you don't want to do it, I completely understand.
And I think that's something that we need to highlight, bro. I think a lot of times a friend might feel like if they do open up and they regress something, they will force them to try to say something like, no, I'm here now. Tell me about it. It wasn't forced at all. He didn't force me. He didn't make a scene for us. He even said, bro, if it's fucking 8:59 and you like, hey, I don't want to record 1 minute into it, fuck it, bro. We don't got to do it, you know, and that's what a real bro is. And I don't know who needs to hear this. And I think it's somebody that do need to hear this, bro, where when the storm is happening and a lot of rocks is headed your way and a lot of shit is just happening back to back to back, I think you almost expect for the next thing to be bad. You know what I mean? But those unexpected rocks that come where everything seems to be going great, and then that one rock that you be like, I didn't think it wasn't break the fucking house down. When that rock come, I think that's when the unprepared comes, because that's when you like, fuck, I did not see this coming because shit was going so well. I got out of the habit. And I know a lot of people, I don't know if everybody is like me, but where people where we come from, bro, we expect so much bad shit to happen. When good shit happen, we expect for something bad to happen right after, because it'd be like, no, nah, this too good to be fucking true. You know what I mean? We sabotage it. But then when you finally get out of that space and you finally get to a space where you like, no, I do deserve for good shit to happen to me. And I do deserve everything that's happened because I work for it and I put in my effort. When that thing that comes to you at that moment and you feel like it's built to tear you down, I'm telling you it's not, y'all. My testimony here is I don't want you guys to think that my faith is like weathered at all. You know what I mean? Like, I still got faith that my God is doing this for a purpose. You know what I mean? My testimony is to tell you, like, it's okay to be in the storm and be scared in a moment, because not a lot of people want to be vulnerable or want to open up and tell you, like, no, I had a moment where I was scared. They'll tell you afterwards, like, yeah, I ain't tell nobody, but I was fucking freaking out. No, I'm in a storm right now, and I'm scared, and I'm hoping that when he shows what my lesson was, I can share to you guys. And, you know, it might be one of those where we continue to grow and learn together, because that's what I feel like our podcast offers that no other podcast offers, where we're literally in the mud with y'all. Nobody else is going, and this is not hating on no other podcast, but no other podcast is going to be in the mud with y'all. They're going to wait till they all clean and all rinsed off and they look shiny just to come to y'all and be honest with y'all. We done came to y'all in do-rags. We done came to y'all in our work attire. We done came to y'all in almost attire, because we're here to let y'all know, one, we're human. Two, we're in the mud with y'all. And three, we just want to be a safe place as y'all are a safe place for us.
100%, man. And I just really want to just take a moment and just say this, man. Don't let the bad in your life overshadow the good that has occurred. And I'll say that one again. Don't let the bad in your life be overshadowed. Don't let the good in your life be overshadowed by the bad that occurs in it. You know, a lot of times, man, like, we'll receive an accolade. We'll receive the thing that we want. You know, some good to finally come, some sunshine to finally come. But the moment that we receive a bad day or something may not go the way, all of a sudden, everything in our lives has just always been bad. And I say that, man, because at some point, you got to be able to hold on to something. You got to still be able to find, like, that North Star, if that makes sense. And in the moments, man, like, you got to be able to take a step back and recognize the good that's in your life. And when you're able to recognize the good, it'll be able to ground you. And when you're able to be grounded, that's when you can truly dissect what's going on in your life and be able to pull the lesson out, bro. Because I'm real big on that, man. Like, I'm real big on everything happens for a reason. Everything happens on purpose for a purpose, man. Like, bad shit just don't fucking happen for no damn reason. It's always a cause and effect. And when that thing happens, man, like, when that bad thing happens, you know, yeah, it sucks. But once them emotions gone, you got to be able to take a step back and say to yourself, like, all right, now what does this teach me? Or what can I learn from this, bro? And that's one of the biggest things that I really just wanted to share.
No, bro, and I appreciate that. And I thank that so much. And one of the things that helped me do that, bro, and for one, I want to let this be known too. Our bad days right now, I'm not trying to be insensitive to whatever somebody is going through. Because one thing that I do remind myself, even in the worst times of my life, is my worst days is always somebody's best day. So although I got this rare condition, and although I got this only 2,000 people, it's somebody out here that wishing they could see, period. You know what I mean? They wishing they had both eyes. They wishing they could hear. They wishing they could walk. So for one second, I don't ever take for granted what good is happening in my life. You know what I mean? I think that's great that you say that, bro, where I'm like, no, it's still a lot of great things. Like in this moment, like you said, it sucked. It hurt that initial blow. I'm human, so I'm going to feel that emotion. But I always remind myself, and that's something that I do right in a moment, is your worst days is always somebody best.
100%, man. 100%. And with that being said, bro, I believe that we can close this episode out. Do you got the scenario?
Bro, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't got a scenario today. You got a scenario for me?
Come on, man. Hey, I asked just because I didn't know if you did, but I got this one. All right, so somebody wrote in and they feel unappreciated at work. They're getting ready to leave, but no matter what the situation is, they find themselves still given to the team and still working with them, even though they are getting ready to leave. Their question is how can they detach from them without feeling bad?
That's a hell of a question and scenario. For me, I'm big on go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. You know what I mean? And I think the biggest detachment has to be you looking at your worth. And I think in that moment right there, it's you're putting their feelings over your feelings. You know what I mean? Because when you're looking at how can I make them happy when you're unhappy, that's even a habit that we have to unlearn as humans. And I think we all always do that where we phrase something or communicate something in a way that we feel uncomfortable just to make somebody else feel comfortable. So I feel like the way you detach is you just look at your self-worth where you look at everything that you put into this job and that they didn't value it. So to the point where it's like you have to go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. What about you, bro?
100%, man. I completely agree with what you just said. You got to go somewhere where you're celebrated and not tolerated. And sometimes, man, it's like at some point you got to put you first. And I know we feel so obligated to put other people first. I know we feel so obligated to not be selfish. But when you look at selfish, right, they're talking about hoarding, like hurting the tribe or hurting the community. But how can you practice self-love and self-care if you don't put yourself first? When you're constantly being torn down, when you're constantly feeling unappreciated, and you finally have an opportunity to leave and go focus on yourself and you're not doing that, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot. And the sad part is that when you finally break down, ain't nobody else going to sit there and say, hey, what's going on? Or ain't nobody going to admit the fault that they played in it. But they're going to say, well, why didn't you take care of that? Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Check the show notes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, and we will see you next week.